This is Audible.
A Lesson Before Dying by Romulus Linney, based on the novel by Ernest J. Gaines, starring Jamal Marsh, Keith Glover, Linda Powell, and Beatrice Wind, directed by Nick Olcott. Recorded before an audience at the Voice of America in Washington, D.C., for worldwide broadcast over the Voice of America and throughout the United States over National Public Radio. A Lesson Before Dying is an L.A. Theatre Works radio production in collaboration with Ford's Theatre, jointly presented by the Smithsonian Associates and the Voice of America as part of the Radio Theatre Live recording project.
Had some hard days.
In here.
What?
Sheriff said in here. You can sit down if you like.
No, thank you, Deputy.
Is the preacher coming?
Not today. Teacher today.
Teacher?
From the plantation school.
Sheriff Guidry know about him?
Not yet.
He'd better. He's not happy about any of it.
I know that.
Please, you can sit down.
No, thank you.
Suit yourself.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul.
In there.
Whoa.
So, you came.
You think I wouldn't?
Jefferson on trial. You didn't come. You forget about him.
Miss Emma, that boy is going to die.
You think he did it?
It doesn't make any difference what I think.
He is innocent.
All right.
Could you open up a chair so I can sit down?
He wouldn't give you a chair?
I never asked him for one. I'm asking you.
Miss Emma, Jefferson is as good as dead.
I know that.
There was a trial. The verdict was guilty. I teach school. I can't raise the dead.
I know that, too.
All I can do is try to keep others from ending up like he did.
How hard?
Ma'am?
How hard you try for others here?
As hard as I can.
Which ain't much.
Why are you insulting me?
Why not? Who took you in? Huh? From the road, from the dirt.
My Aunt Lou.
Who brung you up?
Tant Lou.
When nobody else cared if you lived or if you died, who fed you?
She did.
And who was her friend, huh? Who else put grits in your mouth? Who else mended one pair of pants while you wore the other? Who saved dollars and nickels and dimes and pennies so you could go to that college?
You did. I don't deny it.
You're trying to, like right now, but I'm not letting you. You owe me something, Mr. Schoolteacher.
You asking me to save his life?
No.
Then what do you want me to do?
They called him a hog.
Called him a what?
You'd know it if you'd been at the trial.
Who called Jefferson a hog?
You want to see Sheriff Guidry, you got to do it now.
All right.
Miss Emma, who is this?
She wants him here.
Grant Wiggins is teacher at the plantation school.
What is he doing here?
I want him to see my boy, Jefferson.
You kin to the prisoner?
No, sir.
What's in there?
Clean clothes in the package, food in the basket.
In the first place, the prisoner is not your son. He's your godson. In the second, this is no place for a picnic. What's your name again, Professor?
Grant Wiggins,
well,
sir.
Can I teach you something, Professor?
Yes, sir.
Miss Emma calls up my wife. She can't meet Jefferson in his jail cell because it is too cramped. Day room, too many people. Now, how about that?
I don't know, Sheriff.
Are you sure? You sure you don't know? She told my wife we owe it to her. Anything like that?
No, sir.
Did you put her up to this?
No, sir.
Well, then my wife calls me on the phone. I say, well, they can use this storeroom. But now that isn't enough. She wants some school teacher to counsel the convict, too. Now, what do you think about that?
I think it's up to you, Sheriff.
That's right. It is. A man to be executed is in my personal custody. I decide, and the answer is no. Professor, get out of here.
I called this number.
Did you hear me, Professor?
A phone number.
What?
Only Pichot and his wife. They both waiting to hear from you.
You called him?
And his wife. I was with the Pichot family a long time, and you know it.
Yo, you are pushing me very hard.
Call Mr. and Mrs. Pichot. They waiting.
God damn it. Come on, Paul.
Yes, sir.
Henri Pichot.
I worked for those people near 30 years. How many of their babies I hold in these arms? How many clothes I wash? How many meals I serve? Who ran Pichot House when there was divorces and deaths in that family? Who carried law papers to the courthouse and flowers to the graveyard? I did all kind of things for the Henri Pichots. And Sam Guitry's wife is a Pichot. They'll do what I want.
And what is that, Miss Emma?
It was Jefferson's own lawyer called him a hog.
The public defender? Why?
He saw the verdict was going to be guilty. So he says, look at this boy. What kind of justice is this? Backwoods, Louisiana, dirt poor, no nothing, is nothing, not even a human being. I would have soon put a hog in that electric chair, because that's what we'd be doing, electrocuting a hog. That's what was said before all the world, why you wasn't there. Now, Jefferson, don't say nothing, except, yes, all right, he's a hog. And they can drag him to that chair and kill him like a hog. And that's what he's going to make them do.
Pichot family says yes. I say within the law.
The law's gonna kill Jefferson, Mr. Guitry. I accept that.
Then what do you want done here?
Grant Wiggins is a teacher.
So?
I want him to teach my Jefferson to die like a man.
What?
Wiggins, what is this?
Evidently, the defense called Jefferson a hog.
What can you say to Jefferson about that?
I have no idea, sir.
Folks, let a preacher visit Jefferson the way it ought to be. Think about his soul now, not his body.
Reverend Ambrose will visit Jefferson. This is something else. I'd appreciate an answer.
I'll consider it.
Appreciate it now.
What?
If it ain't too much a bother.
Well, it is. But all right. You thank the Pichot family for this, not me. Now, you, the preacher, and Wiggins see the prisoner. In here. Both doors locked. Him in shackles and leg chains. 1 hour weekdays, not before 3 and not after 5, and nobody gets upset. First sign of aggravation, any trouble at all. It's finished. Paul, take over.
Yes, sir. You wait here, Miss Emma.
Thank you, Lord.
Your legs hurt?
Yeah, but I got it done.
Not yet, you haven't. What about me?
You?
You never ask me if I want to do this.
I know what you'd say, no.
You talk to Jefferson. Why should I?
Think I haven't tried. He won't even look at me. My boy just looks at the wall, says nothing. You, the teacher, you talk to him.
Miss Emma, I do not. It's been a long time.
6 short years.
6 long years.
Went to college, got a degree.
I said it 1,000 times. Thank you.
But what do you mean?
Never mind.
No. But what do you mean?
I mean, I hate teaching. I hate the South. I hate everything about this place. Before I go crazy, I'm going to live somewhere else.
Not here?
No, ma'am.
Not with your own people here?
No, ma'am.
Or the children?
The children. They don't like me. I don't like them. What's called a school here is a pitiful waste of everybody's time. I try. I teach. And I get next to nothing taught to anybody.
Try harder.
No, thank you. As for Jefferson, none of this is going to help him. And I haven't said I'm doing any of it.
They're coming back.
Stand right there, prisoner. Miss Emma, Professor, I need you to stand up. Purse. Package. Basket. Pockets. Turn around. Arms out. No knives, no forks, no plates, no hat pins, no pocket knives, no ice picks, and no razors. 1 hour. Knock if you want out earlier.
Jefferson? How you feel, Jefferson? Get him a chair. Sit down, Jefferson. Jefferson? I bring Professor Wiggins. I bring you fried chicken, yams, and tea cakes. Ain't you gonna ask me to sit with you, Jefferson? His pants and your brown shirt, long johns, two pair of socks, all washed clean. Ain't you gonna speak to me, Jefferson? Give me the basket. You just want to talk to me. You want Professor Wiggins to go. Look what I brung you. You like my fried chicken yams and tea cakes?
Don't matter.
What?
I said don't matter.
It matters to me. You matter to me.
Chicken yams, tea cakes don't matter.
Yeah, they do, Jefferson. Here. Nothing wrong with this. You always like my chicken. You want a yam? A tea cake?
You the one?
What?
Gonna jerk that switch?
That's Professor Wiggins, your teacher. What switch?
What prize a hall?
Oh, my boy.
I don't want you here.
Yes, you do. I want to help you.
Get her out of here.
Jefferson, say something.
Jefferson.
Both of you,
my
leave
boy,
me alone.
Jefferson.
Can't you leave me alone? All right, knock for the man.
All right, but we're not through. We'll be back with the Reverend Ambrose.
That didn't take long.
Can I leave the food and the clothes?
I suppose so.
If you don't want it, can you give it to the others in the jailhouse?
I suppose.
Well, we'll be back, Jefferson. We gonna make you feel better. Oh, Lord Jesus. Stand by me.
I have a few things to say before we begin classes. First, when you write a simple sentence, it doesn't slant up or down. It stays on a straight line. Second, we are wasting chalk. The school board gave me what they say is enough for the year. It is about gone. When it runs out, they're not giving us any more. Third, these hand-me-down textbooks from the white schools are fragile. You don't have to tear them apart. They come apart. So when they have pages gone or torn out of them, find someone whose book has that page. When some pages are stuck together with paste or chewing gum, don't tear the pages apart. Pull gently or let me do it. We can't get other books. And fourth, for some of you, it is ladybug time in class. You sit playing with bugs. You think that's why I'm here? So that you can play with bugs? Do you know what is going on in Bayonne right now? Do you know what is going to happen to someone just like you, who sat right where you are sitting now, only a few years ago? You all know who I'm talking about. Jefferson. They're going to kill him in Bayonne. They're going to sit him in a chair. They're going to tie him down with straps. They're going to connect wires to his head, to his wrists, to his legs, and they're going to shoot electricity into his body until he is dead. What does that have to do with you? It is exactly what I'm trying to stop right here, right now. I'm trying to make you responsible young men and young ladies who don't wind up where Jefferson is. But you refuse to study. You won't write a simple sentence. You'll be playing with bugs the day Jefferson. Does this make any sense to you? Does it? All right. Arithmetic. Let's go to work. Hey.
Hey.
Where you been?
Shopping. Heard there was a sale at Edwin's.
Get anything?
No. Sale was on radios, not clothes.
Well, drink up.
You all right?
Cheers.
Cheers. Hey, Helen and Jane said we could use their house in Baton Rouge. They can go to dinner and a movie while we're there.
You want to do that again?
No, but what else?
We can go to my place.
I can't do that. I can't be seen living with you.
Then go home, pack your clothes, get your children, and let's go tonight.
What?
Let's get out of here.
No.
People do it all the time.
They might, but we don't.
And why don't we?
Because there's other people involved. We have a commitment to them.
To do what? Teach children who don't want to learn?
The children I teach do want to learn.
Who may be yours in town. Mine in the country sure don't. You teach in a building. I teach in a rundown, rotting away shack, and I'm sick to death of it.
How much you had to drink?
A whole damn barrel of your commitment. Let's go.
I'll go all right away from you.
Wait.
No, not when you act like this.
Vivian, I am dead here. Somewhere else in this country, we could be alive.
But that's what you say. Go, run away. I am still married. A separation is not a divorce.
The divorce is coming. I'll marry you the day it does. But I want to go now, and I want you and the children to come with me.
No, we have to be responsible for what we do.
And you think I'm not? Damn this!
Grant, what's happened to you?
I've been to the courthouse. That's what's happened. I've been to Miss Emma. That's what happened.
Miss Emma?
It's Jefferson. The public defender called him a hog in court, so he's acting like one. Miss Emma says I have to change that. I have to teach him to die like a man with, I don't know, strength, dignity, something. Well, who am I? God? I don't know how a man should live. How can I tell a man how he should die? What do I say to him?
I don't know, but something. Miss Emma's right. You have to do your best.
And why do I have to?
For us as well as for him. For Miss Emma. For everybody in town. And for me. You don't turn away. You let people depend on you.
You talk just like Miss Emma.
If I must.
What's wrong with just leaving? I went to California once. I can do it again.
Not with me.
You won't go.
Not that way. Run towards something, all right, but not run away. Take me, Grant, not the road out of town.
I'll think about it. What you said. What are you doing this weekend?
Homework and housework.
Want to go to Baton Rouge? I'll pay your cousin Dora to sit for you.
Friday would be good.
I want to talk to you, Professor. Arms out, feet out. How are you and my prisoner getting along?
This will be my first time alone with him.
Where's his godmother?
Homesick, she says.
Well, is she or ain't she?
She says she's got a cold. But I think she just wants me and Jefferson together.
What's in the basket?
Same as before.
Picnics.
Yes, sir.
Get the basket. Just hold it there. The idea is, you being a professor, you're going to make a man out of him?
Something like that, sir.
A man for what?
His godmother asked me to talk to him. She didn't ask about what.
I'm asking you, what are you going to talk about?
I don't honestly know.
Well, are you sure about that, Wiggins?
Sir, it's her idea, not mine.
That was not the question.
What was, sir?
Make him a man for what?
To die with dignity, I suppose.
Some job.
Yes, sir.
But is it a good one? I mean, should it be done at all?
Hard to say.
Now, I don't like it, Professor. Now, I've never been to college, but I learned a thing or two about life in this job. I have to execute this boy, not torture him. Now, I would rather watch a dumb hog die in that chair than an upset, out-of-his-mind, aggravated boy fry in it. I don't think you'll make him understand anything. How do you like that, Professor?
I see your point.
Mm-hmm. Nobody's heard from Jefferson's mother or the father?
No, sir.
Long gone, God knows where, and never coming back, huh?
I suppose, sir.
I can't blame them. Can you?
I'm not blaming anybody for anything.
Well, how about you, Professor? Man, smart as you. Why ain't you gone, too?
People paid my way to college so I would come back and teach the children, and that's what I'm doing, sir.
Mm-hmm. All your life? I said all your life.
Who knows?
I do. You people are all the same. Hey, you'll be long gone, too. Now, from now on, Paul, you do the search. Then you get the boy.
Yes, Sheriff.
Now, no aggravation, y'all. He gets upset, it's over.
Yes, sir. Jefferson, your Nanan couldn't make it today.
I see that.
She's got a bad cold. That's hard when you're as old as she is. But she made something for you to eat. She sent me to bring it to you. She hopes we can have a talk. You're looking out the window. See more than you can from your cell, I expect.
Part of a branch.
That all?
Yeah.
That's a sycamore out there. I can see blue between the branches. Can you see that from your cell?
Mm-hmm.
You hungry?
You brung some corn?
Corn.
What hogs eat?
Stop it, Jefferson. You are afraid and nobody can blame you. But come on. Some chicken in here. Biscuits and sweet potatoes. Look. Even some candy she made. Try it. Make your nanan happy.
Hogs don't eat no candy.
You're not a hog, you're a man. Well, I can have a piece of chicken. I miss my lunch. Your nanan sure can cook.
That's for humans.
You're human, Jefferson. Come on.
No. Humans don't live in no stall. Slop and shit and an old hog. I'm no hog you fattening up to kill, no? You come on.
Saying things like that hurts your nanan. You want me to tell her you said things like that?
Don't care what you tell her.
When she cares so much.
Well, I don't.
Don't what?
Care about nothing. Old hog don't care about nothing.
But she does, and I do.
Y'all humans.
You're a man, Jefferson. Act like one.
Act like what?
Like what you are.
What I am? Sure. That's what I am. That's what they say I am, so that's what I'll be. Like a hog, they can drag me to that chair. I ain't walking.
All right, Jefferson. When I go back to your godmother who cut this chicken and rolled these biscuits and sugared these pralines for you, I'm going to tell her that you and I sat down like gentlemen and ate together. And I'll tell her how much you liked her food, especially the pralines.
Go on, do that.
Want to hurt me, Jefferson? Make me feel guilty because of what happened to you? Let's tell each other the truth. Do you want me to come back here? That white man out there, he doesn't want me back here, that's for sure. He says I will never make you understand anything. But your nanan doesn't think so. She wants us to talk. Now what do you want? You want your nanan to lose and the white man to win? Well, I brought you this anyhow. A comb for your hair. Use it when you see your nanan, will you? All right, Jefferson. No more. Well, let's stay the full hour. I damn well don't want that white sheriff thinking he's right and we're wrong. We'll just look at that sycamore tree in the sky. How's that? Miss Emma, Reverend Ambrose.
Grant.
It's about time, Grant.
I'm glad to see you got over your cold.
I ain't never had no cold. I wanted you and Jefferson to talk by yourselves. How was he?
All right.
What you all talk about?
Different things. I think he'll use a comb I brought for him. I think he's okay.
What else? Whole hour, what else?
I can't remember everything.
God. Did you talk about God?
No, I didn't. I was with him about an hour, then I went back of town.
What for?
I got a girl I meet there.
Did you say a girl back of town?
Maybe that's where you spent all your time.
If you don't think I went in that courthouse jail, go in there and ask
them. Don't you get uppity with me?
I'm not getting uppity with you. I spent an hour with him. I had a drumstick and a biscuit, and he had, I can't remember just what. We talked. I went back of town to see my girl. Exactly that.
Grant.
Yes, sir.
Deep in you.
Yes, sir.
Deep, deep in you. What you think?
About what, Reverend?
You think he know the gravity?
Gravity?
That he's going to die.
He's not an idiot. Of course he knows he's going to
die. But don't talk to me like that. I mean the gravity of his soul.
I don't know anything about his soul, Reverend Ambrose.
But I do. I have to. I am a minister of God. I was not educated in a college. I only read one book, the Holy Bible. But I hear God's voice. It says, preach, baptize. visit the sick, comfort the suffering, and bury the dead. Now I have this boy, a living soul, in my care. I baptized him like I baptized you, both of you. Why didn't you talk to him about God?
We didn't get around to it.
Didn't get around to God?
No, sir.
If you talking to a man about to meet God, what else is more important?
That's where you come in, Reverend.
Miss Emma, why have you brought this man, this ungodly man, into this matter?
He's a teacher.
And I am not?
You want my place? Take it.
I ought to. Maybe he learned something.
Oh, my Lord. I wish you men understood each other better than you do, but you don't. So hush up and let's go.
Young man, I pray for you every night. The Lord is hearing my prayers. Here is his word. Put your faith in him, and he will bring you through.
And eat some for me.
Sure. Got any corn?
Corn.
For a hog.
Jefferson.
A hog, Jefferson? You ain't no hog, Jefferson.
Just throw it to me. I'll eat it.
Jefferson, don't.
I never throw nothing at you, Jefferson. Throw a bone to a dog, slop to a pig. You ain't no hog.
Ain't I? Feed the hog.
Stop that.
He'll eat for you what you want, ain't it?
Jefferson.
Go on, fatten him up.
Jefferson, behave.
Feed the hog so you can fry him in that chair.
Oh, Jefferson.
Oh, my. Forgive me, my boy. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. What have I done, my master?
Now, then.
Oh, Jefferson, my boy, what have I done to make my master hate me so?
Trust in God. God is only testing you both. God be with you.
Oh, damn this.
Jefferson.
They gonna fry me in that electric chair. I gotta listen to this.
That is no way to talk.
They ain't frying you.
That's the preacher, Jefferson.
I don't care. Get out. All y'all, leave me alone.
All right, y'all can be heard all over town. Now, this foolishness is over. Everybody out.
That sale at Edwin's on closed now?
Nah, just radios. But I had to get some things for the children.
Well, good.
How are you?
Wonderful.
Grant?
Never again.
Never again what?
That courthouse, not me.
Grant.
God damn it.
Sit down, Grant, and don't talk to me like that.
I've just been in that hellhole with Jefferson and Miss Emma and Reverend Ambrose. That's why I got brandy and sodas, doubles.
Thank you. Drink slowly.
Cheers.
Cheers. That better?
Some.
Enjoy it, because you know you have to go back there.
Why? So white men could search my body like I'm a criminal? Not the teacher I am, but the nigger they want me to be. And Jefferson, he wants me feeling guilty just like he wants Miss Emma feeling guilty and you feeling guilty and all of Louisiana feeling guilty. And who can blame him? But I'm not feeling guilty because I'm not. I didn't put him there. I do everything I know to keep people from going there. He's not going to make me like that because I'm not going back there.
Then what about me?
What does any of this have to do with you?
Everything. I have been through a bad marriage with a hard man. He hated me leaving him. His mother's crazy to call me names and take our children. Now, I have just about won my freedom. Soon as I get it, I'm about to give it to you.
You will never regret that.
If I marry another man like him, yes, I will. I gotta be sure of you.
And you're not.
Frankly, not entirely.
I am a decent man.
Oh, decent men back out. Decent men make excuses. Decent men say one thing and do another. Decent men change the rules and then decent men don't show up.
I will give you everything I have. All my life. But don't ask me to go back there for the same damn thing over and over again. I can't do it.
This is hard. But when Jefferson dies, I'm still a school teacher. So are you. Children are our responsibility. Not only those we teach, not only those we raise, but every child we taught in the past, like Jefferson.
I'm responsible for Jefferson.
If you aren't, then you're running away. You have to stand up like a man, too.
Not now, I don't. The sheriff says no more visits.
Find a way.
The sheriff is a son of a bitch, but he's right.
He's wrong. Stop swearing and try again.
I can't walk through iron bars. All Jefferson wants is to be left alone. I don't blame him. He wants to be a hog. Let him be a hog.
All right. Now, let's calm down and think this through. Now, Jefferson is young and terrified. He's lived all his life dirt poor in the country with kerosene lamps and fireplace heat. Been to town a dozen times in his life. Never been in a courtroom before. How could he understand what goes on there? He has to be confused. Does Jefferson really understand what happened to him?
Of course.
No, I mean what he did and didn't do, exactly. Do you think he killed Mr. Gropey?
I don't know. No, I don't.
But he was right there, half drunk, with stolen money in his hand, yes?
Yes.
He did commit crimes.
No, not murder.
Then think a minute. And two white men and a deputy sheriff walk in on an ignorant, innocent boy, and he's arrested. He's on trial for murder. He's found guilty. He's going to die, yes?
Yes.
His lawyer says hog. Miss Emma makes this federal case out of it and says be a man. Well, that's a lot for a boy to live with alone in a death cell. So he takes refuge in hating us and himself.
That's right, but what can I do about
it? Start by going over it with him. What really happened to him? Do that much. Just try.
I'll ask the sheriff. One more time, I'll try.
Good for you. Cheers.
So how was Edwin's?
As usual. Same sale on radios to get you there, then nothing else.
Oh, yeah. Radios.
Little Philco's.
How much?
$10.
Oh. Vivian.
What?
A radio. I bet he never had one of his own.
Oh.
I might get it to him somehow. You say 10?
Yes, Grant. Here's 2 from me.
Thanks.
There are these conditions, Professor. Limited visits to be approved by me one at a time. 2-day advance notice until 7 days before the execution. And I have to stay in the room.
How did it happen?
Sheriff Guidry reconsidered your request.
Why?
His re-election.
You point that out to him?
He saw it himself.
I think you did. Thank you, Deputy.
We might as well call each other by names. Mine's Paul.
Grant.
Grant, listen here to me. I can't get too close to him.
Okay.
We're told to keep your distance from somebody being executed. Be decent, treat him right. That's all. Nobody's been executed in this parish in 50 years. Everybody's nervous. And it'll get harder before it's over.
I know that.
What are you bringing in?
Same food, few clean clothes, and this. It's a little radio. Can he have that in his cell?
I'll have to ask, but I don't see why not. He plays it low.
You better inspect it.
I've been to Edwin's. I've seen that radio. Go on in.
Why are you helping out?
That what you think I'm doing?
Yes.
I'm doing my duty.
More than that.
I don't think he did it.
Why not? He could have.
When I got called to that store, Jefferson was flustered, hot, in a panic. The way I'd be, I knew I looked guilty and wouldn't. Guilty people know better and stay cold. He even forgot to say he didn't do it.
Pay attention, Jefferson. May I have that, Paul?
Here it is, Grant.
This is the transcript of the trial. That's what everybody said, all written down. I read it, so I've been there now. I want you to go back over it with me. You do that?
Ain't deaf.
Your lawyer said you were not guilty of murder. You were about to meet a friend named Gable at the White Rabbit Bar and Lounge when you ran into 2 men nicknamed Brother and Bear. They had a car. Drove it up beside you. Said, get in. Said, come on with them to Mr. Gropey's, and the 3 of you get some good apple white. That's what your lawyer said.
Maybe.
Jefferson, we got to understand why you are here. I don't think you do, and I'm not positive I do either. Let's figure it out. In plain words, we both understand. Can I go ahead?
Yeah.
Okay. What your lawyer said then, based on confusing statements from you, was you and Brother and Bear went into Mr. Gropey's store, yes?
I told him that.
All right. Nobody there but the old man Grope. He saw you, asked about your nanan, nice-like, how she was. Brother and Bear wanted the apple white. You remember this, Jefferson?
Don't want to remember it. That's too much.
I know, but come on. I need to see this. Brother and Bear didn't have more than pocket change. Mr. Grope said, not enough. They started around the counter. He pulled a pistol from under his cash register, and then what? Jefferson, then what?
Mr. Grope say go back.
Did they?
No.
Did they stop?
No, brother had a gun too.
Who shot first?
Not sure.
See, Jefferson, this is where it breaks down. That white jury didn't think you were telling the truth, even if you were. You hear me?
Yes.
Who shot first?
I don't know.
Yes, you do. You're keeping this all mixed up. Come on.
Grope.
Did you tell your lawyer that?
No.
Why not?
I say the white man shot first. I ain't no fool.
Yes, you are, Jefferson, if you didn't tell the truth on the oath. Instead, you lied and said you didn't know. Truth is, Grope shot Bear. Then Grope shot brother at the same time brother shot Grope. Brother's gun on the floor at your feet and three men dead.
No, they wouldn't.
What?
Grope was still alive. He talked to me.
That's not in the transcript.
I never told it. He say, boy, over and over.
What did you do?
I say, Mr. Grope, it wasn't me. It wasn't me. He say, boy again. And he looked off at the wall. Well, then he died. Well, now they say I done it.
You were alone. Only living man in the place.
Yes.
Call the police? You could have.
I don't know how to use no telephone. I never even talked in one. I didn't know what to do. Stay or run. I needed a drink bad, and I broke open that bottle of apple white, and I drank half of it down. It made me crazy to get out of there, but I didn't have no money. The cash register was open. I grabbed some, and then white men walked in the door.
Thank you, Jefferson. That's good, clear, plain English. Now, your lawyer said something for you, remember? He said that the fact that Grope shot only brother and Bear and not at you was proof of your innocence. Why did he shoot at them and never at you? Come on, why?
I was just there.
Where you shouldn't have been. You should have gone with your friend Gable to the White Rabbit.
I wished I had.
No. What did that lawyer say you were before he called you a hog?
Bystander.
Innocent bystander. In the transcript. So were you?
Well, yes. Sip.
Come on.
I was wrong to be there.
Yes, that's right. You understand now.
Yes, what difference do it make?
It's the difference between admitting what happened to you and denying it. You did wrong things, all right. I know what happened now. Your white lawyer saw that white jury did not believe your story or his defense. They believe you were trying to lie your way out of robbery and murder. So he did something that just came natural to him. He called you a hog. He used contempt for black people to try to get you off. He was a helpless, stupid white lawyer. He never meant you were a hog.
No, what he said.
Yes, but now you're saying it and you're using it. And somewhere deep in you, you believe it. You shouldn't have been there. You lied about Grope. When three men were dead, you stuffed money in your pocket and had yourself a big drink. And when that prosecutor nailed it down, what kind of animal you really are, drinking liquor over dead bodies, you thought, all right, that's what I'll be.
No, what you say.
And then, guess what? Then the blood of six generations of white men could not admit you were innocent when you very obviously, very likely were. You could not stay alive when a white man lay dead. A jury was wrong. Bear and brother were wrong. Grope was wrong pulling that gun. And you were wrong because you shouldn't have been there. But that's all. That's all you did. You were at the wrong place at the wrong time. Face the truth and walk like a man.
A man?
Yes.
Who stands right up and walks to that chair?
Yes.
Well, you'd like that.
Yes.
Me dead like that.
I don't want you dead, Jefferson.
Well, then why you vex me?
What?
How you like it I vex you?
Jefferson, what's this now?
Well, how about that old yellow pussy you got?
Jefferson.
Vex me, I vex you.
You talking about Vivian Baptiste?
Well, that old pussy ain't no good. Everybody had it. Her husband, you, everybody else. Why you like worn out yellow pussy, Mr. Teacher?
Vivian Baptiste Jefferson is the only reason I am still here trying to help you. Without her, I would have told you to go to hell a long time ago.
That's right, and then go.
What?
Detroit, Chicago, that's where you're going, ain't it?
I might.
Well, you sure ain't staying here with the likes of me.
Maybe not.
Why should you? I see it. You can't stand looking at me. I'm what you want to get away from. Why don't you say it? You can't stand the sight of me.
No, Jefferson.
No, me, the whole fourth grade, none of us. You can't look at none of us.
You're right, Jefferson. You're being honest and I'm not. It's hard to look at you and at my students, and I do want to leave
and
you.
Because you hate us?
Because I get tired thinking one big vicious circle.
What?
The same thing happening over and over. I think you, Bill, Jerry, Claudie, Smitty, Snowball. You remember Snowball?
Yeah.
And the others all gone. I hear the news coming back. Somebody dead. Somebody sent to prison for killing somebody else. Snowball was stabbed to death in a nightclub in Port Allen.
What?
You didn't know that?
No.
Claudie got shot by a woman in New Orleans. Smitty, state penitentiary for manslaughter. Others who just died slower. So what's the use?
Well, you supposed to tell me.
I'm trying.
Well, you ain't very good at it. Huh? Who your teacher?
What?
Well, you was mine. Who was yours?
My teacher, Jefferson, was a man from New Orleans. His name was Matthew Antoine, and he was as white as Sheriff Guidry. He could have passed, lived anywhere, easy, but he wouldn't. He taught me all right. He taught me bitterness. He said most of us would die in violence. Those who didn't, white men, would turn into animals to escape it. Animals. You'll see, he said. Run! I wish I had. He was honest, but a terrible teacher. He had contempt for himself and contempt for us. He hated us for being black, and he hated himself for looking white. That kind of bitterness is what Vivian Baptiste won't have. And because of her, I won't have it either. I'm trying to keep you from that, at least.
Sure. You and your yellow pussy want Jefferson to have good manners when he dies.
What?
Well, that's for the living. Jefferson is dead and me.
Jefferson, for God's sake.
No, no, you and your damn woman go on and live. But I swear that old Mr. Antoine sound like he know more than you do. Maybe I should have had him for my teacher, and not her, and not you. Go away from me. I can't do this no more.
Grant.
Yes, Paul.
He said no more.
Can he keep the radio?
I'll take it to his cell with him. But, Grant, and you too, Jefferson, before we leave, there's something I got to do, and you have to help me. The sheriff turned it over to me.
Yes.
Be a witness.
What do I do?
Just stand there. The warrant came down from the governor today. I have to read part of it to you, Jefferson. Stand there, please. The Supreme Court of Louisiana has affirmed the death penalty in this case. In accordance of Act No. 14 of 1940, the sheriff of St. Raphael Parish is ordered to cause the electrocution of the condemned person within the walls of the St. Raphael Parish Courthouse in the manner provided by law on April 8, 1948, between the hours of 12 o'clock p.m. and 3 o'clock p.m., signed by the governor. Please say you heard that.
I heard it.
Grant, the same?
I heard it, Paul.
Thank you.
That how long?
5 weeks and 5 days.
You say radio?
Mr. Wiggins brought you one.
I haven't helped you. Maybe it can.
It runs on batteries. Here. Turn it on.
Mr. Wiggins?
Yes.
You be back.
I'll be back.
Mad at me.
I'm not mad, I'm disgusted.
I was happy. Jefferson said, come back. I got to him for the first time. I was feeling good for the first time. Then this happened. Look, I had to do it.
Who were they?
Bricklayers.
But you couldn't fight another school teacher.
Mulattoes, who don't work in the field and try to act white. They saw me in the drugstore, started talking loud. One said, should have burned him months ago. Others said, that kind of nigger makes it hard on all of us. First one said, I'd pull the switch myself. I said, shut up and hit him before he could hit me.
Thank you. A vulgar brawl in a public place, thank you.
I didn't start it.
Well, you were ready. You were more than ready.
What if I was? What the hell? 12 white men say a black man must die. Another white man sets the date and time without consulting one black person. No proof the defendant had anything to do with the crime other than being there when it happened. Should be thrown out of court. Instead, white folks set a date convenient to them, not too close to Easter. An old woman wants me to stop what's been going on for 300 years. A preacher tells me I'm sending a soul to hell. My pathetic excuse for a school turns me into a drill master for robots. And two other black men want to electrocute Jefferson themselves. What's going to change?
You. Grant. Miss Emma's not the fool you think she is. And when a black child is promising like you were, like I was, we get put through school. Why? Not just to read books. To teach what that old lady really wants taught. What is that? To be able someday to stand up to the white man for her. That's the real reason she wants Jefferson to walk to that chair. Because if he doesn't, she will never live to see a black man stand up for her, or me, or any woman. That's what that old lady you think is a fool wants. Men standing up for her.
I just stood up for Jefferson.
Oh, this fighting is not standing up for anybody.
Suppose someone said something about you. Expect me to do nothing?
Yes.
I couldn't.
Well, then one day I bring flowers to the graveyard.
Oh, don't talk like that.
Then like what? Talk how? Tell me how.
All I know is I love you.
That's what you say when you're losing out. What's love, Grant?
Vivian,
the
honey.
Bed, that's love. Because if it is, we're not doing so good lately. Every time you go near that courthouse, it's not so good in that bed.
I know that, and I'm sorry. Nothing is worth us not happy in there.
Yes, Grant, some things are. That's what I'm trying to tell you. There are other things to be considered.
Vivian,
no,
please.
Give me some answers.
I love you.
That's no answer. Love, like in a bed, a double brandy, Baton Rouge, a brawl in a store.
God damn this.
Say goodbye again, take the easy way out.
What the hell do you want from me?
Run away.
No. I'm doing my best.
You are not. There is more.
Like what?
Seeing something through.
Stop it.
Not running away.
I said stop
it. Staying where you belong.
So damn this shit. Get yourself a Superman. Get yourself a white man.
No, I got myself a black coward. How can you ask a boy to face an electric chair when you won't face yourself?
You say that to me?
Easy as pie. Run away. Go ahead. He can't. So you are both wrong by the white man, I know that. We all are. What does that change? Nothing. What changes things is you and me staying here and teaching the children. Teaching, you say, is for nothing. Well, some of it is, but not all. And not every life gets lost. And if we don't do this, what about you and your life? What about me and my life? What about our life? Answer me.
I can't.
Well, then goodbye.
Goodbye.
This is wrecking us. We should do this together. I should do my part, not just blame you. I have to do something, too.
Good morning.
Good morning. Reverend, the children don't get here for another hour.
Sacks and bags, what are they for?
The children want to take some pecans to Jefferson. Mm.
I understand the date is set.
Friday after Easter. Mm.
3 weeks.
20 days.
He ain't saved.
I can't help you there.
And why can't you? Because you educated?
I teach reading, writing, and arithmetic. You save souls.
Well, he don't need no arithmetic. When you going back?
Next week.
What you going to talk about?
I don't know.
I'm going tomorrow. I'm going to talk about God.
Jefferson needs to hear.
He needs to hear there is a better world than this one. And believe it. But I need your help. He listens to you more than me.
I'm sorry. I don't believe in that other world. Mm.
Meaning you educated. Son, you don't know nothing. I'm the one that's educated by life and by death. But you look down on me. Just a preacher, just a liar. What do I preach? You say fairy tales and lies. If so, I tell lies to relieve pain. I preach to people in pain. Oh, pain, when will you stop? When the children of man have grief and sorrow in the awful pain of this life, where is hope? None. There is none till God speaks. And God says there is hope. There is blessed release from pain and grief across yon river, and some of us believe to relieve that pain. Do you hear what I'm trying to say to you, boy?
Reverend, save Jefferson's soul. I'm not in your way.
Yes, you are.
You're mad because Miss Emma brought me into it, and you're jealous. I wish to God she hadn't, and you weren't. But what do you want me to do about it?
First time you say God, you insult me. You got no time for a preacher or the Bible. But your fine education is not enough. Life is harder than that. Why? Because people got pain. You don't give them arithmetic. Look what pain done for you. Your Aunt Lou, Miss Emma, and others. Hands bleeding from picking cotton, scabs on the knees, scrubbing floors, putting dollars one at a time in a jar. To send a boy, you, to college. Why? To come back and stop the pain, her pain. And what do you do, teacher? Nothing. Jefferson will die, not saved, and she will die in that pain. Because you are not helping nothing.
I am killing myself just staying here.
Maybe you shouldn't. What kind of teacher were you for this boy? Why he never even finished the fourth grade?
He couldn't. He didn't want to. How do I know?
Because what you taught him was ungodly. It was wrong, and it was bad. As you are.
I am doing the best I can on this damn battlefield where we fight over a boy who will be dead in 3 weeks. What for? Just leave him alone.
And let his soul, his immortal soul, die? Never.
Then we are no better than that white lawyer. Miss Emma tells him eat her food and act right. You tell him to pray to God and go to heaven. I tell him face death and be a man. We might as well tell him be a hog. What's the difference?
You are a fool. God have mercy on you, boy.
I hear boy from white men, Reverend. Please, I don't want to hear it from you.
Grant.
Paul.
Fist fight? You can't do that.
I know it.
I have convinced the sheriff it wasn't your fault. But I think it was.
Maybe so.
We are getting too close to this. You hit some bastard in a store. I can't let you see him anymore. You hear?
No more fights.
What's in the sack?
Comic books, apples and candy bars, a little notebook and a pencil.
Let me see. How can I trust you? Want to hit Guidry? Want to hit me?
Yes, but I won't.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, the children sent pecans. He ate some. He likes the radio. I'll get him.
Oh, Jefferson, hello.
1 hour.
Mr. Paul?
Yes?
How long is it from now?
12 days.
What day gonna be?
Friday.
Close to Easter?
Just after.
About springtime?
Yeah.
Jefferson, got you some apples and a couple of candy bars. Some funny books. Want an apple?
No. Don't you get a big meal before you die?
I think so.
Mr. Paul?
Whatever you want.
Well, I want me a whole gallon of ice cream, not no apple. Vanilla. Eat it with a pork spoon. I never had more than a nickel cone, now I get a whole gallon.
I can bring you ice cream any time, Jefferson.
No, I'm gonna wait. Whole gallon. Eat it with a pork spoon.
Like your radio?
It's all right.
Can you get Randy's record shop on it?
Oh, yeah. And I get Del Rio, Texas, and even Nashville. How'd you get a Philco?
I asked people to help me.
Who?
Miss Vivian. She gave me $2 and the idea in the first place.
Oh.
Claire Bourne runs the Rainbow Club. He gave me one.
Why?
He knows music is important, and he wanted you to have it. That made 3. We went up and down his bar 2 nights. Came up with 3 more. That was 6. I did 4 in the sales tax.
Thank him for me.
All right.
And thank you.
You're welcome.
And thank her.
Do that yourself. Paul?
All right, Miss Vivian, you can come right in.
Jefferson. Thank you for letting me come see you. I've been wanting to for a long time. I've been thinking about you. Grant tells me all about it, how brave you are, how good and strong you are. Now I can see that for myself. He says you're doing fine. Learning a lot. He's learning a lot. So I wanted to come here myself to tell you how much I care about you and how much everybody in this town cares about you.
Oh.
We are all thinking about you, Jefferson. All the time. God bless you. Now I will let you men get on with your work. Jefferson.
Thank you for coming to see me.
You are welcome. Goodbye, Jefferson.
Mr. Wiggins, I never meant what I said about her.
I know that.
Nice lady do that for me.
She meant what she said.
It was good of the children to bring me all them pecans.
Here's something else if you want it. It's a notebook. And a pencil. And I forgot. A pencil sharpener.
I'll keep the sharpener. He can have the notebook and the pencil.
You may want to write things down. Anything. Just write it down.
Well, you know I never made it out to 4th grade. Can't spell.
If you want to.
I try.
Do you talk to Reverend Ambrose?
He talks to me. All he tells me is pray.
Do you?
No.
Be good for your nana.
What for? You think I'm going to heaven?
I don't know.
Well, then what do I pray for?
For your nana.
She don't need me to get to heaven. She'll make it if it's up there.
Well, she wants you up there with her.
Will you pray?
No.
Well, then why should I?
I don't know.
If you can't pray, how can I?
I don't know. Look, I'm lost, Jefferson. I don't believe in anything. Not like your nanan does. Not like the Reverend Ambrose does, but I want to. Maybe I want you to believe, so one day I will.
In heaven, Mr. Wiggins?
If it helps people on earth.
Reverend Ambrose say I got to give up what's on earth.
He means possessions, cars, money, clothes.
You ever seen me with a car?
No.
With more than a dollar in my pocket?
No.
Well, then what on earth I got to give up?
Nothing. What I'm asking is for Miss Emma. She's cooked for you, washed for you, nursed you when you were sick.
Now she wants something.
For you to walk like a man.
To the electric chair? When I didn't do nothing to nobody, like it's all right, like I don't care? That's what she wants.
Well, yes.
Well, that's asking a lot from a poor nigga never had nothing.
She would do it for you.
She's sitting in that chair for me.
Maybe.
Will you do it?
No.
I got to go there myself.
I wish I knew what to say, Jefferson.
I'm the one got to figure it out. My mama can't. My daddy can't. Left me, they did. Growed up going to the field.